Black Compass, Black Compass Media, back live with another one. Shout out to everybody that's out there right now. Everybody's going to hear this. Tone Bro checking in. Thursday. Pose, what up?
We back, man. Old Clicker team, Polo in the building.
Yo.
Dre said he pulling up at some point. Mm-hmm.
Polo, what's up?
We back, man.
We said, what's up, nigga? What's up?
Oh, shit. My fault. We in the building, man. What's up?
You sure?
What's up, man?
Fuck. Yeah, I'm in the building. Shout out to everybody that's here, man. Make sure you hit the like on the way in. Subscribe and all of that good stuff, man. Hit us up at Black Compass BCM on Twitter. And content will be available on all the streaming platforms. You feel what I'm saying? So, big shout out to everybody. Now, Pose, kick us off here because it's a lot going on, man. Outside, you know, it's November. It's getting those vibes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where to start, man. I don't know where to start. This is another because we have.
It's like we doing these. Every 2 months, we doing one of these, like.
Yeah.
What? One of what? Oh, yeah, man. Damn.
It's always trash. Always trash, man. Rest in peace to Takeoff.
Right.
You know, of Migos fame, 1/3 of the group, which, you know, I think for my money is one of the greatest. Definitely one of the greatest rap groups of all time, in my opinion.
Definitely.
You know, and it's just sad, man. Tragically, you know, lost his life in a fashion that I think, even though we don't have all the details, we all can agree, senseless. It's just like, and more on that, but let's just focus on Takeoff first.
Yeah, man.
And him being who he was and as important as he was to and Migos as a group was to the South and, you know, the movement, the energy there. I don't even know how to. I hate this. Posey, go ahead.
Yeah.
This is why.
I don't know what to say, man. Waking up to that, it was crazy, man. I really didn't know what to say. Yeah. I really didn't know what to say, man. But rest in peace, Takeoff, man. I don't know if he had any kids. Did Takeoff have any kids?
Nah.
Okay, no kids. But, man, his family, prayers up, man. It's sad, man. I really don't know what to say, man.
Yeah, man, definitely, man, seeing that, waking up, like, that was one of the most random things to wake up to. I'm like, I seen the link. I'm like, at first, I'm thinking, like, it was a joke or something. Like, I click, I'm like, wait, rest in peace, Takeoff.
Yeah,
what?
That was weird. Yeah.
That's the last person you'll be like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? And then I went to look, and I'm like, nah. Then what made me even more, like, it's like, yo, the video was online. It's like, yo, what is going on right now with society? Like, I get it. We desensitized to a lot of stuff, but, bruh, sharing a video of a nigga dying on the floor, there's people screaming that, like, yo, that's just too much. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like at some point, maturity and common sense got to kick in for people. And we got it, like, stop chasing clout. Who cares if you can monetize and get a lot of retweets and all that stuff? That shit do nothing for you. Like, people going to care about you for one day and then they going to forget about you the next day when somebody else go viral. So, like, I think we should step away from doing shit for clout because that was definitely crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the videos are always jarring. I can't get used to that because, you know, if you ever just seen somebody pass, right? Like, you just see their body somewhere or you see people after car accidents. Stuff like that is permanently etched into your memory. You know what I'm saying? So just instinctively to grab your phone in a situation like that is crazy. And as we get more of the circumstances of everything that happened, you know, it's like it's just starting to. The more and more things that come out, because the internet is internetting, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
And they doing what they do. And with every new tidbit of information, I just get to a point where it's like, okay, this is dumber than the last set of information that y'all gave me. What is going on? It literally doesn't make any sense, man. The whole scene. you know, and for you to be with around groups of people that you're there around them because it is a safe. This is a safe space, right? Like this is, you know, we all supposed to be comfortable, be able to let our hair down, you know. Mm-hmm. But for you to go somewhere and not be able to come back, you know, you on vacation and shit. This is after everything is going on. They what they there for Jay Prince Jr.'s birthday party?
Yeah, I think was that what it was there for Jazz Prince?
I don't really to be honest. I'm unsure.
I know
they said they was playing from some of the audio. They said they was playing basketball early in the day, and stuff like that. I don't really know, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure more details to the situation is gonna come out, but
yeah,
you know, it's still an unfortunate situation for young rappers. To this narrative, like, you know what I mean, of people pushing that, you know, when you check in, and then for the rappers that do check in and they do make the right decisions and move around how they move around, how they supposed to, it can still happen too. So it's exactly. Just nowadays you just gotta be safe. Don't put yourself in, you know what I mean? Like, these situations is crazy. I just feel like that was just such a, just watching the video and just everything like that, that, like, I don't know, man. That was a rough one.
Yeah. And it's, there's certain things where it's like, you know, it's the wrong place. These things happen, you know, things like that. But, man, listen, I'm going to say it, and I've said it again. I don't understand, because this era, right, I always try to say, like, yo, my era is super tough and all this stuff. And brothers were saying this and that. Yo, they all mostly alive, bro. For real, for real. They here. They around. You know? And it's like, it's getting to the point where I don't know what y'all reunion concert's going to look like in 20 years. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. No Takeoff is crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's like, that kind of like, just the Migos history now. It's like now it's like whenever they perform and stuff, it's kind of going to be more so like of a like giving tribute now and stuff like that. Like it's just like that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more so going to be about celebrating somebody's life than like the history of the group, man.
Mm-hmm.
What they've been building for these last for this last decade, man. It's fucked up, man.
Yeah. I just, man, prayers to them. I know, losing somebody, I know how that feel, and definitely Quavo, Offset, you know, they, like, QC, everybody involved in the situation, it's definitely a sad situation, and,
yeah.
I think this is, like, the second time, this is, like, the now, another artist that kinda, I think, passed away, well, the person before this was Duke the Jeweler at a dice game and at one of these dice games. And I just got, you know, it may be time to just, hey, revise the operation, like revise the dice game.
Seriously.
Get it in a different area, make some rules, get some more military type official security in there, do something. If rappers still even going to want to put themselves in that kind of situation, but. You know, it's time to make, you gotta, that don't look good. Period.
At some point you gotta, it's tough, right? Because you're talking about these are young guys in the prime of their life, right? You're in the prime of your life, you got a pocket full of money. It's tough to tell a man to just sit down. But they've made it just so hard to just chill the fuck out, right? And this is the part that bothers me too. You know, you talk about whether it's PNB Rock, or Takeoff, like, look at who y'all, look at the people, like, them, those are the guys. That, it just.
I'm gonna be honest, Tom.
That shit bothers me, bro. Like, it's like, damn, son, like, even the guys where it's like, I'm just chilling out, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here, or whatever. And then the whole plus one shit. Yeah, you go somewhere, somebody's into it with somebody, and then, you know, we in a culture now where, really what this shit boils down to, in my opinion, is that nobody wants to be the guy caught on camera taking an L. And because that's been the mantra, once these little niggas grew up and all got their hands on guns, they like, hell nah, you ain't going to embarrass me. And we already know they're going to record your death. They're going to record your L. They're going to replay it, make memes about it. You might be in songs, and you got to live with that. There's niggas that is like, I'd rather crash out than live with that. And that's the culture that was created. Niggas do not know how or want to take a L at any point or look any type of way.
These niggas is not trying to take no ass whooping on with all these cameras out.
Never. No, well, past that pose, they don't even want to de-escalate the situation. They don't even. Like, they don't even want to say. You don't even want to sit there and say, you know what, bro? I know you're a little, you upset. Let's not yell at each other, man. Let's just figure it out. Now I'm pussy though, right?
What the internet gonna say when they see that? Like, nah, I don't even want to do that, bro.
Right.
What the internet gonna say?
It's even deeper than the internet. Exactly. It's just like, it's even deeper than the random people. It's like, what's your fan? Like, they even think about what their family's gonna say, what their kids gonna say when they grow up. Like, it's so much more that go into that now with a camera. The camera is like one of the most dangerous weapons right now. You know, I always tell people this because it's like the camera will change a whole person's personality. Like, it'll change everything. You could go from being one-on-one with somebody, then when the camera get pulled, it's movie time. So I don't know. It's just a weird situation. It just is really uncomfortable, weird situation, man.
And that's the aspect of the culture that has made it so that now I'm not going. Everything is I'm not going. Nigga, step on your shoe. I'm not going. Nigga, he's in line before you. Oh, I gotta go check him. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you didn't get it. I've seen people get mad at things that I know that if it was just us. It was just people around. It would be fine. Yo, he ain't even like that, man. It really wasn't that serious. The man ran into you, you know, whatever. Like, it ain't that deep, right? And even the guy who does it, normally he would normally apologize. But because his camera's out and because everybody's watching and everybody feels like they're on the stage now, instead of just, yo, my bad, bro, I bumped into you. Man, I don't give a fuck, man.
It's a big situation.
They in my way. I don't care. Now, but you want to get that off, right? To look cool. And it's just dumb. It's dumb because I guarantee at the end of the day, your family and all your people that care about you would rather have you be able to go home.
Rather be making it back home. But
the thing about this situation is that Takeoff wasn't even in a position to be like to be viewed as like whether he's gone or not. He got hit by, you know what I mean, a straight bullet. Like, and from the videos that we've been seeing and stuff like that, it don't even look like Takeoff was initially involved in the altercation. It looked like he was viewing what was going on. So that's kind of what make it even more sad in a sense.
And that's a perfect segue into plus one niggas. See, I'm a plus one guy, all right? Usually. I'm not usually on the joint. I might get invited to something or whatever. Being a plus one is dangerous. It always has been. But being a plus one in this era, because people are just willing to go there over nothing. And then you just sitting there. You just there. The random crime, I was always taught, just stay out the way, I'm good. But you know, and beyond this, y'all want to kill motherfuckers at churches, parks. Think about it. Last 3 years, we done seen people get killed. Churches, picnics, parks, banks, post offices, kids in school. Like, this is a crazy-ass era right now, bro. Like, really step back and look at this era. They've made it impossible to just go to your location, have fun, and go home. And you got to be methodical about what you do when you outside. Damn. You can't even have fun.
These niggas, they got their hands on all these guns, and they itching to use one of them. Like,
niggas definitely. Exactly. You should have fucked even up, out man. Here. Like, talking to some of the, you know what I mean, some of the younger cats, talking to some of them and knowing some of them to move how they move and just hit, like, you know what I mean, chopping it up with them and hearing their mindset is definitely, like, you know, it's a cold time we in right now.
Yeah. You like, it's like, you know, you don't have to, it don't got to be on 100 every time. Every time? It's 100 every time. I don't get it.
But getting older and maturing, you learn about your emotions and you learn how to control yourself and you learn how to just control certain stuff. And it also depends on who's around you, who's molding you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So a lot play into that. And, you know, nowadays, a lot of the music now, I ain't going to front. The music is 99% kill a nigga, shoot a nigga, stab a nigga, fuck a nigga, fuck a op, smoke a nigga, smoke a bitch, fuck a bitch. Like, it's just, and I just did a wild cursing two in a row. My bad, but.
Man,
the music is, that's the music now. So it's like, you can't really, you know what I mean? It's like what's being pushed on now. And I feel like with these corporations and stuff like that, that's benefiting off of, you know, black hardship. But it is what it is, though.
That's
a topic for a whole nother time.
That's a fact, man. And then, you know, you got like, niggas, it's just a shitty ass society that we live in where, you know, now the aftermath of everything, now you got to go do something to prove it to niggas that it's niggas in the comments now that's going to say some shit. I never seen a lot of these niggas in my life. I appreciate you guys being here, but I personally don't give a fuck about if you think I'm whatever I am or whatever I am dead or whatever the case might be. It's not y'all place. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life. You know what I'm saying? But I know that now because I didn't grow up in this era. I didn't grow up. You know what? I didn't grow up with Sharkeesha. I didn't grow up with that. Sharkeesha. Remember that? Remember that video?
Yeah,
nobody wants to be the girl that got punched by Sharkeesha. Like, we don't know who her name is. We just know that happened. And that video is on a continuous fucking loop. These kids grew up with that. That just casual embarrassment online. But so Tone, what do you think a kid from the streets is going to do? Like, all I got is my fucking pride in my name. You not about to make me go viral. Fuck that. I'm going to shoot this bitch up. That is, I don't know. Go ahead, Polo. My bad.
No, I was going to say, if the girl that went viral, if that got punched by Sharkeesha, if she walked by, you wouldn't know who the hell she was. So, like, a lot of that shit just be perception, too.
Right.
Like, people thinking people care more than they actually do. Like, nine times out of ten, like, that girl walked by, you ain't going to know who the hell she is.
They interviewed that girl 2 years after that, and she was just like, man, it was traumatic. Like, people would have been getting at her and stuff and laughing at her. Honestly, her name wasn't really in the shit, so it wasn't as crazy. But people, yeah, you got to deal with that, right? Every time the video comes up, you can type in, if you go to a little GIF area on fucking Twitter or Discord, type in Sharkeesha, and that punch literally comes up. She's a meme.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Right? So now, and I have to do this because I have to be empathetic to understand this generation. They grew up with that, right? They grew up with that image. You know what I'm saying? The like, and we can name other little viral incidents. That's what they come up with. They don't want to be that, right?
Yeah, but she's still alive, though.
The problem is these little niggas are they not trying to take a L or look crazy in public. They got access to guns, and nobody's practicing. I'm just going
to
say it, whatever.
They got access to all the shit. They got
access to way more than just guns. Trust me.
Bombs.
Trust me.
They got access to ghost equipment.
You know what I mean? Ghost shit on their guns now. It's all switches, all kind of stuff. Trust me.
They just arrested a guy that was making 3D printing switches. I didn't even know you could do no shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they got... they definitely got some spots in the BX for sure. All over. All over here they doing that shit. You know, they just, man, it's crazy right now with the guns, everything. It's crazy right now.
It's a crazy time. So you got people that's in that camp that is just like, yo, I'm definitely not going to take a L. So that's what it is. So it's just like that aspect of the culture is like, man, I don't even know how you reverse anything like that. I just know I feel bad because I feel like the more and more the voices of the generation getting taken. So when y'all go and y'all reflect on what was the music, what were people outside with it, you know, and you bring up the artists, like, you're like, you can't mention them without mentioning the tragedy that may have happened. Or, yo, this dude was dope.
Yeah.
PNB Rock had 2017, but man, he's gone now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I thought it was 3 Migos. Yeah, it is, son, but, you know, Takeoff passed away. Like, I have to fucking tell my kid that now, right?
I couldn't imagine when I was 18 and listening to that shit and losing some of our favorites at that time. I'd be fucked up, man.
Couldn't imagine.
In high school, yeah, I'd be fucked up. So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. It's fucked up for these kids.
Some, you know, and Pose, we was talking backstage, Stack Bundles, you know? That shit still gets out.
Nah, that was the one that really fucked me up, man.
Yeah.
Right before I graduated, that's the one that really fucked me up, the Stack Bundles one song.
That one hurts, man. That's like...
Now, let's... Right. I mean, before we transition, we could do a little quick little moment of silence to take off real quick. Yep. And then, You know what I mean? Then we could keep going. Hit the likes too, man. Look real quick on three. One, two, three. Moment of silence for Take All. Let's get it, man. Oh, all right. Man, it's a lot of other stuff. Like, off that, you know what I mean? Rest in peace. Man, it's a lot to talk about. Oh, yeah. Which direction you want
to
go?
There's a lot to talk about. You know, I'll save my Koofy talk with my man Kyrie and shit for later. We'll get to
some. Oh, yeah, they trying to do my man Kyrie.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it. Y'all more mad at that man for tweeting or something with the book. Y'all don't want to get mad at Amazon. Yes, we
Yeah, how points. You not mad at Amazon for promoting the book? How you not mad at the author? Yeah. Like, why are you mad at, like, yo, if you can condemn somebody, if you can get somebody in trouble for right. sharing something, right. he literally just shared a book. Yeah. That's crazy. Shared like a book. That, yo, this is like some Willie Lynch 2022 type shit.
And you know
like,
what the craziest thing is? He shared it, and then they try to make it seem like he wrote the damn book. And it's gotten to the point where some people actually think that he, like, executive produced the shit or something. No, mm-hmm. he didn't do nothing. He just shared the thing. And then it's like, then the reporters, right, because they fishing so hard, they like, oh, do you agree with the book? Why don't you just say no? And why? No, because I don't want to. Because that for so many fucking years, y'all be trying to beat black men into submission. Fuck y'all. I gave you my answer. My answer is what it mm-hmm. is. I'm not anti-Semitic or nothing like that. I'm trying to tell y'all without telling y'all what I believe. I know who I am, so how can I be anti-Semitic? That's all. That's what you. He really telling you the answer that you don't want to fucking hear. But you know, whatever.
Where was all this? My thing is, where was all this anger when somebody else says something racist about a black person or like. Where was all this outrage? Where was all this anger? Like, I ain't see people right. losing their jobs. I ain't see people losing count. Yo, Kanye done lost every goddamn endorsement. Like, granted, the shit he said about George Floyd was yeah. misinformed, but that don't mean, like, I don't understand how that was used as, like, for that. That was it that did it
that
for
was the
people.
One. That was a straw. Not slavery was a choice. Not
yeah, Zuzza, not slavery right? was a choice. Not nothing else. Like, and yeah. then. It's just crazy. So but the Kyrie situation, okay, granted, Kanye, whatever you feel. Kyrie literally just shared a book on Twitter. Like, that's crazy. Yo, the NBA is putting out so much newsletters. The Nets is like, yo, we stand with, like, what's going on? What the hell is going on?
Hey, Poe, they trying to beat the black man into submission. You see how they got us, y'all? You see, listen, if you are a black male, listen to this platform. Listen to the shit we talking about, right? They killing our stars, right? All bullshit. Niggas is getting... this is... The whole culture's fucked up. Then, on the other side, you can't even express a real opinion no more. Everybody else get to be crazy, right? Everybody else get to say what they want to say. We can't get our stuff off. Then, I got Malika Andrews acting like Ime Udoka doesn't deserve a job ever. Because he cheated on his bitch. What?
This is crazy. And then, how do you remove Kanye West's wax figured statue and then keep Hitler's wax figured statue there? Like, yo, what the hell is going on right now?
Black men, they not fucking with us right now. I don't know what we did. Well, I know what we did.
No, they trying to Willie Lynch us with that type of concept. Like, they trying to drag Kyrie is one of the most outspoken people in the NBA, and he commented on, you know, this what's going on. And he put a link out there, and they're using that as a reason to mess with him. Oh yeah, we got him now. We gonna make an example out of him. We gonna show NBA players they gotta apologize. Yep. If they say anything we don't like, yep. we gonna make sure that the team is aligned. We gonna make y'all throw fundraisers for whatever. Like they're trying to make an example out of him.
It's their house. They want you to say, even though the league is mostly overwhelmingly African American, black, whatever the hell, right? They still mm-hmm. want to show you, right? They still want to control you. And listen, I'm gonna say this. There's one other thing. When Kyrie, mm-hmm. we found out that Kyrie had you know, taken his shahada, and now he's Muslim and all that. I knew America doesn't deal well with Muslim athletes. They just don't. No, they don't. Especially you got knowledge yourself. That's not even do the Muslim Christian. Talk about knowledge yourself. They don't like black men with knowledge of self until they dead or they got Parkinson's. Rest in peace, Ali. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the thing with, like, with even with Kanye, it's like this should be a lesson that, you know what I mean? We as people, we got to start doing shit ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, Kanye, when you was arguing with Sway, Sway was kind of telling you, you was like, you ain't got the answers. But low-key, he did have the answers. Yeah, he was telling you, you should do the shit yourself so you don't need nobody. And now, fast forward now, I just feel like we at a point where we are powerful enough to do shit ourselves. It's not $10 million in the world and that's it. It's endless amount of money out there. We, you know, we just got to come. People got to figure. We got to stop. Get out this crab in the barrel mentality. We got to stop trying to bring each other down, and we got to figure out ways to get it, because it's unlimited sources of money out there. It's just like, I don't understand. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just don't feel like it's just unlimited sources of money out there, man. We do not need to be. I feel like we should not be still having this problem. Like, they're literally. They took everything from Kanye. They trying to do it to Kyrie. Like, nah, we can't let this shit happen. That ain't happening.
Over opinions. Yes, I don't agree with everything Kanye's saying. I don't agree with everything that Kyrie is saying. But them brothers don't get to have jobs. They don't get to have nothing. And then we consider all the other things that are said about other groups of people, especially us, and how it's profitable to be black and anti-black in public. You can make a good... Ask Candace Owens. She doing well, ain't she? Huh? Mm-hmm. Tap dancing every goddamn day. Oh, yeah. She making good money. And I noticed that. You noticed that the people that's getting mad at Kanye, but like Candace Owens is trying to thread the needle a little bit. Like, no, nigga, he is hanging out with her. Like, this is the person he getting these talking points from.
Whatever. Yeah.
Shit, it's bullshit, but fuck all that. I hate it. The pose, the Malika Andrews, Pose, what are your thoughts on that? The Ime Udoka situation too, because they kind of trying to get him up out of here, and then
he just got a job with in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Well, nah, and they just suspended. Well, they suspended Kyrie indefinitely, but not pay.
Indefinitely.
So, yeah, without no pay.
What?
Yeah, oh, nah, they suspended him like 2 hours ago.
Five games. Why?
Nah, period. They suspended him until he apologized.
No, they saying five games.
Boy, where they see five games at? I'm looking at, where you see that at?
Twitter?
Yeah, I seen five games too.
These niggas? I thought it was in debt. I'm looking at Breaking News Woj. Regardless, five. I thought it was until he apologized without pay.
Yo, suspend me until five I games apologize. Without pay. Absolutely insane, bro. Like, what a standard, right? What a standard we set. Nah, son. Nah, bro. Nah. No, 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 no. That's just absolutely ridiculous. Richie Rich with the 499 says, what's good, BC? Shout out to BC homies in Discord. Tone Paul, next time I see you, I go into the wild. You owe me that 1v1 fade in basketball. Okay, Richie Rich says, Polo, next time he sees you going to the Y, you owe him a fade in basketball. That's what Rich said.
Richie don't want no smoke. He done seen me. He seen me done. What? I done cook niggas up at that gym.
Yeah.
He don't want no smoke.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie definitely to the Lakers. So you making it happen, man. It's all a part of the plan.
Hell no. He going to go to L.A. Dumb reporters. If you think New York media, you go to Hollywood. They ain't taking them in no damn L.A., man. Them higher ups. I don't want to say the J word, but them higher ups, they ain't letting that happen. Stop it.
Yo, what type of slavery? Like, you not about to force me. I'm a grown-ass man. Force me to apologize. What do you mean force?
Boy, look how fast it took them to get almost damn near everything from Kanye. I'm like, damn.
I love how Kyrie said that stuff too. He said, I didn't apologize for nothing. I took responsibility for what I did. It's a very, very important difference. And they get it. And that's why it's bothering them. Why can't you just say, because I don't want to. I don't apologize. Why would I say sorry? I didn't write the fucking book. Oh, whatever. I don't care.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, that. I feel like, but I also do, I mean, I do see from the net standpoint, I feel like they paying him, yay, listen, you work for me. You don't own this, Kyrie. You work for me. So I think they probably think like that, but hell no. If I'm him, fuck that. I'm good. I ain't apologizing for sharing the tweet because that's crazy. If I apologize to that, what else are you gonna make me apologize to? Well, like what? That's crazy.
Yeah, like it's another attempt to, and forgive me if this word offends you. It's an attempt to neuter the masculine black male voice. There is an attempt to neuter that shit. They don't like it unless they can control it, or unless they could get a black person that. He might be black, but he don't really fuck with y'all like that. Like, you know, it's a couple of them out there. Like, yeah, that's what it is. What they call it, buck breaking. Yeah.
Yeah, and they, they doing it to the Kanye. It's a lot going on.
Let's take the most powerful group among you and make him submit to our will, right? Like, yeah, the classic tactics. I'm just saying. All right. Let me stop. All right, let me chill. Cause I'm gonna get fucking mad, but I am, yo. I hate it. I feel like they really trying to put black men under pressure, bad. Like they even got black bitches working on their behalf to get us up out of here. Like every black woman they can find to talk shit about Ime, they just been running that. Like I don't know, whatever. All right, so let's get to battle rap things. Let's get to battle rap things because we had events this weekend. We got homecoming on deck. There's a lot of things that have come out. Where do we want to begin, gentlemen? Do we want to begin with the stuff this weekend, or do we want to begin with taking bars, doing stuff in tournaments? Like, what do we? Where do we?
Who took bars?
Well, there was so this has to do with the tournament. There was the Chrome 23 tournament was this past weekend. Post. Did you have a chance to watch any of the? There's a VOD out, by the way, for the people.
Yeah.
Out,
wait.
Right?
What?
No, I didn't see it.
Or Chrome. Yeah, the VOD is out.
Yeah. So there was Chrome 23 this weekend, right? And we'll talk about some of the performances and all that. But something that came out of that, right? Yoshi G battled Coco Cakes. Beat. Yeah. It. She very very clearly won the battle. Kind of a body bag, in my opinion. Now, they go and they run the archives, as our culture does, and they see a very, very similar setup and scheme that Yoshi G had, right? Then they pan the camera, and you can see Yoshi G cheering for the exact same bar that she lifted in the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah. So...
this is like the hollow. What's the hollow and Chef Trez?
Yeah, backstroking. Yeah, like it was. Yeah,
when hollow was in the crowd. Oh, this in that same format. Okay.
Yeah. She reacted to it, clapped for it, and everything. Now, what we
damn.
There's more to the story. So what we get now is that I guess she actually went to the guy, asked him, or told him that she was gonna flip this bar, and quote got his permission. Now. You ever get more details about something and you're more disgusted? Like
she went to the nigga. Wait, hold on God in heaven. She went to the nigga
and hit the like 300.
And asked him, could she steal the bar?
Yeah. Yo, I'm from a time where LL Cool J dissed cannabis because cannabis said, "I like the mic tattoo on your arm. I'm gonna get one." LL dissed that nigga. What?
That's crazy. Okay, so what was the bar like?
No, we had audio what he said, I'm about to black on this nigga like the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
I'm going to black out on him like the Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
You get it, black. Yeah. But she switched it and put Little Ariel.
Yeah.
I'm going to black out like Little Ariel.
Little Ariel.
Yeah, something like that. They mad because I'm black.
I ain't going to lie, though. I'm going to keep it honest. I'm going to keep it real. This ain't that bad.
It didn't sound the same. No.
First off, she wrote the nigga.
Right.
And then on top of that, I mean, I don't know. With Yoshi, I don't be knowing what be real and what fake now. It seemed like niggas just be trying to pick on her. I'm going to be honest. I feel like she took the ball. Maybe she like, yo, I'm going to say something similar, but I don't want you to think I bit off you. So I'm hitting you up to let you know, yo, I'm saying something similar to that because it goes with my scheme.
Right.
But I don't want you to feel like I'm biting on you. So I'm giving, and God acknowledge it. Now I feel like this nigga or this guy, whoever that he got the bars from, is like fake clout chasing off this, because it's like, if you, she hits you up to get the bars and you give her permission, why the hell are you going on a press run now after the ball landed and people like it?
Let's, yo, that's,
I don't,
a, that's
understand
a,
that.
That's a good perspective. I'm totally there with you, but I'm even a step further before where you at. First of all, why are you calling this nigga anyway? Fuck him. Who cares? That, why do we care about that, right? It's they don't even sound the same.
Because she know how the culture is.
But she knew that
they
she took
look,
it, though.
They look for any reason to get down on her. So she trying to, she thinking ahead of the box, and she trying to cover it up and figure out what's going on. So I'm thinking she probably like, yo, listen, I was at your battle. I end up coming up with a scheme. I heard you say the mermaid. I'm blacking out. I'm saying something similar, but I don't want you to think I'm biting off you. And I'm, so I'm going to even switch it around so it's even more not like yours. And I understand. You know what I mean? But I can see it from that point. If that view, that's the viewpoint. And plus, on top of that, her opponent was choking all over the place. And if you X out this ball, she still was beating her opponent ass.
That's just a weird thing to do, to go. Yo,
who was the nigga that stole it from?
I don't even know.
I don't even know the guy. Which, again, right? Like, I don't know. Unless that's a personal friend.
We done seen Hov do switch. Jay-Z done did all flips. We done seen all kind of people do flips. So it's like, this ain't that bad. Like, it ain't like she choked all weekend.
If you listen to the lines back to back, it just sounds like they had a similar concept, right? Like, we know, for instance, the movie Friday, when Pop steps and shit or whatever, you know, there's so many people who have referenced that, like, Pops, you in some shit now, like, you know, whatever. Like, there are people who have said this bar about the same exact scene mad times, right? Okay, I can see that. It was enough daylight in between those two things to be okay. The fact that you were there does make it kind of nasty, but I don't know. I just don't understand hitting this dude up. For what? I don't think she even
but
he said, I'm a black on you like Little Mermaid. She said, I'm a black on you like Ariel.
Yeah, they mad because I'm black. Mad because I'm black.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was black, ass. Like, both them bars was ass. Was, like, I'm a black on you, like Little Mermaid or Ariel. That don't take much brain. That ain't really the hardest bar. So I'm gonna be honest, she ain't even really had to hit the nigga up. But it's just the fact that she was at the venue, and she put a thumbs up for the line. So that's probably why she felt she had to hit him up. she really did put a thumbs up for the line. That's nasty she too. I ain't gonna lie, that's a little nasty.
She put her thumbs up.
She put a thumbs up. Hey, the bar. I'm taking that for sure, buddy. But nah, I ain't gonna lie, she wildin'. But it ain't that bad. Like, y'all reaching. And on top of that, now if it was a close battle or something like that, I could understand. But it ain't that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
So that was one of the controversies that it occurred or whatever. Now I think we talked about this before, but
No.
Wait a minute.
Don't let
talk about you for a second, because I seen a little fucking video.
Wait, I was gonna go back to the other shit.
Hold up.
Oh, okay, my fault. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna go back to the hold on, because I was gonna go back to the rehearsal. Now the rehearsal, rehearse our performance before we battle is trash.
Yeah.
Like you can never make that not trash to me at all. Like,
yeah, see, niggas is kinda like standing up for this shit. Like,
wait, what?
I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
Wait, fans?
Battlers, like, they like, nah, we do this. Like,
all these niggas do this, Posey. I'm here to tell you this right now. Most of these niggas do this shit, Posey.
They practice so I wonder how many classics have happened where they actually just rehearsed it beforehand and they got a timing down. Like, oh, what is that even? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I don't, that shit makes you want to quit.
I'm not fucking with it. So y'all believe in the old theory of, I need that old Hitman tank top with the rope out, and then Hitman having the tank top with the rope out when he rap. Hitman versus Surf. Do y'all believe them niggas wrote together? Remember that was the thing? Hitman wrote with Surf.
Oh.
He's that old Hitman. tank top with the rope out, and then remember Titman.
I don't think that.
And he had the tank top with the rope out. Did them niggas rehearse that battle? Like, we gotta start going back to these shits. Look,
oh no, Pose, you that's already. That's a good
question.
Already...
I remember, yo, that era was nasty. That era, if you trying to figure out if niggas really beefing or if it's fake, that era was nasty.
That was a nasty era. That's a fact.
But
if that is the norm, right? First of all, battlers, Jesus Christ, right? Like at the very least, like first of all, I hate it. I hate that idea that people are practicing with each other. Because listen, that's not what everybody. That's the people who are all cool with each other, right? So y'all all cool with each other the same, like, okay, let's practice and just have our matchup and all that other shit. That's crazy. What part of the game is that? Literally, fine. So,
pretty soon with all this choking going on, niggas gonna have to start rehearsing.
Yeah, them niggas like, yo, we both getting 30 apiece. Let's just do this shit together, man. So to make it I don't know though, man. This shit I can't. I thought it was a competition. I can't do it.
Yeah, it seemed like it's about money now. Like it seemed like battle rap done, like it's just turned straight, into like you industry. Know what I mean. Turning the money first, bars after.
And you know what the genesis of all this is. You know what it is, right? There was a paradigm shift that said, I would rather have a classic battle that's debatable than a 30 body bag where I embarrass a nigga and almost end his career. Once battlers started to shift and say, I would rather get a classic than a 30, this is a natural progression of that. Then why not practice, nigga? So now we can have the best matchup. Now it becomes fucking Nakamura versus Sami Zayn. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
That matchup. Okay. That's whack, bro.
Easy to block captain for $5 said, that's not the norm. I want to beat everybody, and I'm not rehearsing my bars with nobody. Himothy.
Shout out to Easy. $4.99 for the platform. $4.99. Thank you, Easy. Thank you for standing on that.
Salute.
Thank you for standing on that. Listen, I don't... Yeah. Listen, let me put my other hat on. I don't worry about shit like that. People don't like my clients like to be rehearsing with them. So it's like it's very clear.
Nigga rehearsing.
I ain't gonna front. I'm not even a big fan of sparring. Like I ain't gonna front. That sparring shit, that's some new school young buck shit to me. Even though I feel like niggas probably was kind of doing it, y'all doing it too open now. Like, I don't want to know you talk, niggas is sparring. Up. I don't want to know you niggas is calling niggas and checking in and writing and just, I don't want to know that. Like, that's horrible to me. I don't like it. Talk. Like, one of the shit I fuck with, A-Verbals and Spaces, ha. A-Verbals and Spaces, and he said, nigga, I'm not letting nobody hear my shit. You gonna hear it when I rap.
Sure will.
Like,
you sure will.
Albert. You sure will.
You sure will.
He's like, see, because
no, for nobody, we gonna get the verb too.
We definitely.
Oh, we gonna get the verb. No, we gonna get the chaos.
So, you know, I just think this, right? This is whack, right? Straight up. There's no other way to spin it. We're not gonna sugarcoat it. That's whack. Rehearsing with somebody. Why? Like, I don't understand. You should be able to. Come to the court with your bars on deck. Because then what the fuck are we talking about? Right? What are we doing?
Like, yeah, we on some, yeah.
What are we doing? There's no reason to be here. If y'all niggas is just going to practice. And the reactions aren't genuine. And, oh, I heard about the angle and all that other stuff. It's just like, damn,
the point
son.
Of battle rap. My fault, Tony, cut off the wisdom. The point of battle rap is to showcase your lyricism. How the hell are you going to showcase your lyricism if you sparring with X amount of people and they telling you, all right, trim that off. I ain't fucking with that. That's fire, but I don't know. You should say it like this or not. You should flip it like, how the hell are you supposed to know whether your shit was going to hit or not? Like that, to me, I feel like it should come off the paper and right to the fans when you get on stage.
And then meanwhile, you're sparring with you're rehearsing it, helping each other figure out the little kinks and stuff, and then sitting back wondering months later, yo, why is they on the card and I'm not on this card? Because, nigga, you was helping each other. That's why. Because y'all practice together. What?
Wait, so y'all don't fuck with, like, I'm a battler. I called it, let Tone hear my rounds.
Nigga, I don't
think. Yo, listen, I ain't going to lie. Yeah, niggas be, like, I've heard a lot of people like I ain't going front. I heard a lot of people like I do got certain battles that call me and let me hit shit. Right. Right. But they call me and let me hit that shit because I feel like they don't ask me, yo, do this sound nice or what should I do? They just be like, yo, this my shit. Let me hear it real quick. Like,
exactly.
That's what they say. They don't be like, and number one, I never tell somebody, yo, nah, switch it like that. Don't do it like that or don't do it like that. I always tell somebody like, oh, nah, that's going to hit. That's the one. Like, but I don't be like, switch it up or that's whack. Nah.
Right. Exactly.
But just for pushback.
And I'm also not a competitor.
Just to push back for fun. I'm a battler, and I hit Tone a battler. I tell Tone, yo, listen to my rounds. I say some shit that's ass. Like, if Tone tell me, like, nah, don't say that post. Is that y'all don't want that to happen. Like, nah, don't say that. Go up there and get your ass kicked. Say some bullshit.
Nah, that's helping. Now, if somebody spit it, and you be like, and you don't say no. You be like, oh, yeah, that's fire. Okay, that's cool. I feel like that's more so when they want to hear Tone, like Tone Media. So I feel like when they spit it to Tone, they just want to hear his reaction. Like, they don't want to hear his input on whether the bars are going to be better or this going to be better or that's going to be better.
No, I'm saying hypothetically, if me and Tone are both battlers, I call Tone to hear my round.
You are both battlers.
And then Tone, I say some shit that's ass. And then Tone like, nah, like I don't fuck with that bar. You should stay like this. It's still the same bar, but he tell me a little way to change it. Did he help me?
Yeah.
Okay.
He definitely helped you. He definitely helped you, my nigga. Like, what?
If one battler tells the other battler, like, yo, that shit was kind of whack. That's just feedback, right? But if you go back and say, yo, well, instead of doing the nickel and you know what I'm saying, and the 9, why don't you use the 30 and the 40? Because then that way, in proper fashion, Av, like, that's trash, right? If that's a conversation between two battlers and they actively help you, you know what I mean, put that together. But I even say, if somebody tells you, like, if you hear somebody rap, you like, yo, if you, that part right there, you yelling that part, you don't need to yell. I don't know if you need to yell that part. That shit fire. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I think when you tell somebody what to put to that paper, that's when I feel like it's like that, bro. And I don't think battlers should be doing that. I'm from the...
Mm-hmm.
You supposed to want to be the best. The fuck?
Yeah, this sparring shit is egregious. It's out of hand.
The hell's
Stop
going
it.
On?
I just think niggas shouldn't ever, like, on some wrestling shit, niggas should never expose the business. I don't care if these niggas sparring, rehearsing. It's the fact that these niggas told us.
Right.
Y'all exposed the fucking business. Exposing y'all supposed to keep this shit between. Y'all niggas going in. I was at such and such house. Me and what's the name put. That's the reason that we don't fuck with it. Yeah. Y'all exposed the business. Y'all broke kayfabe.
The same people that tell us, like, right, they got us all gassed up. Oh, it's my rival. And, oh, we going to go in there and kill Shaden. They get in front of Uncle Rock camera and they like, yeah, I was at the nigga house the other day right before the battle and this and that. Okay, cool. You got that off. Cool story, bro. Now your next battle comes out and you wondering why nobody's talking about it, nobody wants to interview, and nobody gives a fuck, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you run around and then y'all same people who do that will go and blame Jay Black. Jay Black ain't talking about my battle. Caps ain't, you know, they ain't covering my battle. Why them Black Compass niggas ain't talking about me? Nigga, because you broke kayfabe. We don't care no more.
For real.
Why would I care? And I know you practicing. You auditioning. Y'all look crazy.
Yeah.
You took the steam out of this, right? You don't gotta be that way. And even if you were, lie to me. Lie. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Whatever. A nigga just been practicing sparring with each of his opponents. But I'm supposed to be like...
It's the fact that they tell us. Like, if they don't tell us, we don't...
Nasty.
But I'm supposed to put on the suit. We supposed to put on suits polo at the end of the year and argue.
I ain't gonna lie. Y'all gonna be... I'm telling you, I'm keeping it a real 55th. I'm telling that nigga know that right now. Keeping it real 55th. Yes, yeah, it is. But hold up. So, I mean, tone, but yeah. you tried to tone think he a slick.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not slick.
He
I'm
think
right
he's
here.
Slick.
I'm right here.
You came with the Kyrie shit, had my Black Panther activated. What's up, Pose? Did you see that E-Hart battle?
Pose?
I didn't see the battle. I just seen the backlash that my nigga was. I didn't even see the battle.
I just seen the backlash, my nigga. I'm like, oh,
he's just
shit.
Getting backlash? I'm cool.
I just seen the tweets that day. I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga doing right now?
This is
I just seen the timeline of like shaking my head at Tone, like different shit. This nigga Tone, right. Wild Tone,
right?
Wild. So you was the last.
I was the last guy. Yeah, I was
the
I was.
Last guy.
Super Yo, my nigga Posey. You, so I said this on my I did a blog. I said this. I'm gonna say it again. You seen the Undertaker when the Undertaker lost to Brock Lesnar for the first streak?
Oh, yeah. We're doing
did
this.
You see the crowd?
We're yeah, not doing they was that.
So. Yeah. It got to Easy. Easy said Cheddar. Niggas ain't trip. Whatever. It's Easy. Philly. All right, cool. Woo. Rita. You know I'm feeling the Philly draw. Woo, woo, woo. All right, boom, Cheddar. Okay, cool. Get the Tone. Now, you know Tone got this. Guy. You know this explanation. Tone start hitting him with all kind of words.
Yeah.
He start going, woo, woo. I like Cheddar. I like this. I like that. I say all that to say, I got Cheddar. My nigga.
Yeah.
The crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is like, wait, what?
Part of it was yo, shock.
That live seeing that, yo, Tink like 6'9". I'm looking up the Tink got the shock face. Hey, like I'm just like, yo, this is crazy.
Oh yeah. No, before I even went, I was
Tone low key pissed him off twice because the QB joint. Nah, first off, I gotta say this in the building. I'm sorry, I gotta say this real quick. Real quick.
All right,
we on QB side.
All right.
QB pulled up. Dragon. With it, yo, I ain't gonna lie. QB pulled up with all joints.
She did. She always pulls up like that.
You pulled up with her.
She had a whole team of joints. It ain't friendly. I ain't gonna front up a big. You know me, big backwood, 3.5 in the banana, right there smoking it. Then they in it. Woo woo. So it get the Tone again. Tone, I think was the last judge for QB and short and C Ash.
I don't think I was. I wasn't. Was I the last judge for QB?
Yeah, I think you were. You the last judge twice.
For both of them? Okay.
For both of them. I know because QB, we on the side for both of them every time. And QB people was getting more rowdy. Like when they, like I could feel like when they felt she was about to lose, like they getting more. So Tone, I think Tone was, I think you was the last person. It was you or Easy. One of y'all was the last person.
Yeah, I think it was one of us. Yeah, for sure.
One of y'all. Either way, y'all had C Ash, my nigga. QB looked like she wanted to kill y'all.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, at first. But
at first, but nah, Tone broke it down to where, like, I'll let you go.
Yeah, she understood, like, you know, once we got to where we got to and the criteria that we have, right? So for the people that didn't see the battle, and I knew, this is why I didn't go crazy, right? Because number one, there was no live stream, so it's all VOD work. So I get a million messages. Right? From niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this is some bullshit. Then I just hit one dude up, right? One of these fucking Goku Abby niggas. I'm like, well, nigga, did you see the battle? Did you? Nah, but I'm hearing. I'm like, well, nigga, what you mad at? So it was a bunch of, I'm hearing it was some bullshit going on. And it was like, yo, bro, you wasn't even there. It was probably somewhere around two something, you know what I'm saying? People there. Them people that was there, that's one thing. But it's niggas hearing it secondhand. And I know that in a tournament setting, when it's a close battle, correct me if I'm wrong, but when it's a close battle, the certified legend, top tier, you know, founding forefather or godmother of this shit, right? Up against the new person, the fans are going to get mad at you. If you like, reflexively, most people are like, okay, if it's close, I'm going to give it to the veteran. It's E-Hop. That's it. That's who she is. She is who she is, right? I don't operate like that. I've never operated like that with tournaments at all. I don't care if you're hot, you're not, you've been rapping for a year, 10 years, if you're a legend, you went platinum, I don't care. It's two people battling. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to do that, you know? But I think there's a tendency to, if it's a close battle, and again, if I'd have said Cheddar, or if I'd have said Hart, or if I'd have said Shayna, or QB, because it's close, it's going to be, quote, controversial. That's the culture that we live in. So I'm cool. I'm cool with that. But
now,
you know.
the it thing was, that happened is just a lot of people felt like it wasn't close when it came out. But I mean, hey.
But they already let's get to the psychology of this shit. They already know who the winner is. So, yeah, so they already watching it, arms folded. Man, they fucked this up, man. Turn the battle on. you already watching it, mad. What you want from me? Pose, am I lying?
Pose. It do be like that sometimes.
I seen some people.
He's like, well, I know they cheated E-Hart. Let me watch this battle. I know I'm going to be mad. And
it's like, I ain't going to lie. The QB one on camera, in the building I had QB on camera, I can see why y'all picked C-Ash on watching it again. C-Ash on second. C-Ash, that was a close one. But I ain't going to lie, though. Close. The E-Hart one on the watch back, it was.
Bullshit. That's bull.
I don't think it was close, Tom. I ain't gonna lie.
It ain't close on the watch. I didn't watch it back
because I don't normally do that. But
I mean, I'm still not mad at it though. I'm really still not mad at the decision because I feel like at the end of the day, in the building that it's a good battle. It's a really good battle. I feel like it did the just do by coming down the tone means that the battle was incredible. If it comes down to the last judge, that means y'all both did y'all thing. So you can't really hold your head down too much. Come on.
And even some of the battles, right? So let's just, if we go through some of the battles, right? Because first of all, C-Ash and QB, that shit set off the night. And that felt like a championship matchup in the first round. That, it'll probably end up being the best battle of the whole shit between C-Ash and QB. They went crazy. So even the people that got QB winning, whether you got QB or C-Ash, on our scorecards, bro, we separated by like, yo, I got her up by two. Oh, nah, I got so-and-so by two. Oh, I got so-and-so by, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that, bro. Like, we really got scored. We got to add them bitches up. And I'm like, damn, son, I really got Shorty winning by like 2 points. And it is what it is. Like, I just got to, you know what I'm saying? We judging it round by round in categories.
Hey,
man. So,
let them know, Tom. Next time you got a smoker.
Hey, listen.
This shit come down to the points.
Bro, I always say, take it out of judges' hands. But what do you do when niggas is going crazy? Those two battles specifically, they went crazy.
And the women definitely did their thing, though.
And, K Prophet and Bonnie had a fucking matchup, bro.
Wait. Before you get to that, can we do a part two?
Dope. Huh? What was that?
We had an hour now.
All right. So
yeah.
All right. So for the people that are listening right now, don't go anywhere. That's a interesting place to put that intermission. But we'll do that. All right. So we come back. We'll talk more about this.
We literally gonna come right back.
Some of the events and things like.